CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. In those fire-struck parts of Southern California, then hit by massive rainfall.
The storm is gone, but the muddy mess, that's still here.
I lived here over 30 years, and this is the first time we ever seen such a thing.
Thursday's rainstorm packed a punch, triggering a mudslide in the Sierra Madre neighborhood.
The mud was all the way to the level of the door, so I couldn't even come out because the debris was really bad.
On Saturday, homeowners spent the day cleaning up. There are street closures in effect because of the cleanup, and those are supposed to stay in place through the weekend.
CBS's Laura Posen. This weekend's brought rain and snow and slush to Pennsylvania. This driver outside Philadelphia reports.
It's been wet. It's kind of slushy on the roads. They've salted it pretty well, though, so the cars are moving pretty good.
But high wind warnings are in effect in parts of Pennsylvania through tomorrow. The Munich Security Conference is wrapping up today after Vice President J.D. Vance's blistering takedown of European leaders there this past week.
All eyes had been on a meeting between the U.S. Vice President and Secretary of State and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. But after only half an hour, the discussion ended with no new information on how the U.S. would help bring an end to Russia's war with Ukraine, or crucially, what role Ukraine itself would play in negotiations that will shape its own future. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Munich.
Rubio spoke with his Russian counterpart yesterday about Ukraine. We may hear more from the Secretary of State when he appears on CBS's Face the Nation later. Elon Musk continues to wield an axe to multiple federal agencies, even in the face of legal challenges and concern from liberal and conservative legal experts alike. President Trump telling Fox News.
Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely.
In New York City. Demonstrators protesting Mayor Eric Adams's apparent plans to ditch the city's sanctuary laws and cooperate with President Trump's immigration policies. One-time Adams loyalist, Reverend Johnny Green.
When you have people being deported to places that are not even their home countries, for him to think that this is okay and to think that the people who supported him, the black community in particular, would be all right with this is troublesome.
Seven federal prosecutors resigned rather than follow a Justice Department order to drop the corruption charges against Mayor Adams. That motion has now been filed. Pope Francis has spent a second night in a Rome hospital. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for his latest respiratory infection. Doctors said no to his delivering his noon blessing from his hospital window. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Ever feel like everything in life is moving at hyper speed? Slow things down with the all-new Nissan Murano. An unapologetic refuge amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Re-energize with massaging leather-appointed seats to melt away the tension of a busy day. Escape into your favorite music with a Bose premium sound system or set the vibe with ambient mood lighting. Because sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Check out the all-new Nissan Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, ambient lighting, and massaging leather-appointed seats are optional features.
First, it was those catalytic converters. Now, KCBS Radio's Matt Bigler tells us about the latest smash-and-grab car burglaries, leaving drivers with hefty repair bills and unsafe cars.
Some auto shops are seeing an increase in customers with stolen airbags.
It's going to look like a crazy surgeon went after the steering wheel of the car.
Aaron Kessler with JP Auto Body says airbags can fetch several $100 on the black market. The National Insurance Crime Bureau estimates about 50,000 airbags are stolen from vehicles in the U.S. every year. To prevent these break-ins, Kessler recommends putting shatter-resistant film on your windows or even using the club.
It might slow down opportunistic criminals from trying to rip the airbag out of the steering wheel if there's a steel bar across it.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
And finally, that possible precursor to the Oscars, the BAFTAs begin in London a few hours from now. Pope's election drama Conclave leads the field with 12 nominations, including Best Film and Best Actor. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-20s in the afternoon. Northwest wind gusting to nearly 35 miles per hour. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Currently 26 degrees.
No good. since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, 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 lay. Play across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
that big white bird. Gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door. Cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I'd thank you, maybe I'd just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't throw your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Came home again, but I woke up this
your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
A thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
She wrote upon it, return to sender.
sun, no. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Ukraine's future may start to be decided in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia this week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio among the top officials who will be heading there, as CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us.
CBS has learned that in the kingdom, he will have contact with Russian officials alongside National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Trump envoy Steve Witkoff. This appears to be taking up Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's offer to try to mediate some kind of relationship between the U.S. and Russia to end the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine apparently not invited to these talks, nor, it appears, are America's very disgruntled European allies who have largely supported Ukraine's war against the Russian invaders. First up on Rubio's Middle East tour, though, a meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in Jerusalem. The BBC's Mark Lowen is there.
Top of the agenda is clearly going to be Donald Trump's highly controversial plan for the United States to take over Gaza, redevelop it into what he called the Riviera of the Middle East.